remembering a gawky girl with knob knees and pimples. "She unlaced my breeches," he thought, outraged. "And she said, 'Oh, God.' And I said, 'Oh,'" he groaned. He could not possibly have made a more appalling fool of himself. "No," he thought then, "she was the one who made me a fool. The evil bitch must have enjoyed every moment of it, and the way she kept reaching for my cock." He took his cup and went to the window seat, where he sat drinking and watching the sea while the sun darkened over Pike. "I have no place here," he thought, "and Asher is the reason made the others take her." The water below turned from green to grey to black, and by then he could hear distant music, and he knew it was time to change for the feast. Theon chose plain boots and plainer clothes, somber shades of black and grey, to fit his mood. No ornament. He had nothing bought with iron. "I might have taken something off that wildling I killed to save Bran Stark, but he had nothing worth a taking. That's my cursed luck. I kill the poor." The long smoky hall was crowded with his father's lords and captains when Theon entered. Near 400 of them.